This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The fact that when you look at the clothes, you realize it's all done by human hands. You see the incredible facets of it. Who needs so many different techniques, and so many different artisans, and so many different people to work on it. I spent my life doing this, and it was work, dedication, total, and passion. You know, I was living on the universe of Mugler, and I was not interested anyway on the world, just doing my thing.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, October 15th. This week, BOF's editor-at-large, Tim Blank, sits down with a true fashion legend, Manfred Thierry Mugler, to discuss his new exhibition at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs in Paris. Mugler turned his back on fashion at the Millennium, reclaimed his first name Manfred, and devoted himself to costume design for the likes of Cirque du Soleil, and Kim Kardashian, who wore his wet look dress at the Met Gala in 2019. The exhibition has been on a world tour since it first opened in Montreal in 2019, but its homecoming to Paris was significant enough that Mugler sat down to talk about it and everything else for an exclusive interview. Here's Manfred Thierry Mugler, Inside Fashion.
We are welcoming Manfred Thierry Mugler in Paris on the occasion of his retrospective at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs, pardon my French, and it is the most stunning show. I have to say that when I was walking through it today, I found it kind of overwhelming because it was so, I had memories as I was, I saw things that I remembered, but there was also so much that you can't believe you're looking at things that were once on a catwalk because they're so detailed, they're so technically accomplished, they're so
sculpture.
Radical. So that's my introduction. Manfred, I wonder if you, what did you feel when you, what do you feel when you walk through that exhibition? and you see that body of work?
I'm blessed. And I'm touched also by the fact that when you look at them close, you realize it's all done by human hands. And even if it looks ceramics, iron, futuristic, some pieces were in iron for sure, for real, that's true. But a lot looks like so futuristic or even plastic and stuff, and it's all done by embroidered beads one by one, or sculptured or mold, and you see the incredible facets of it, who needs so many different techniques, so many different artisans, so many different people to work on it. And it's a very human, much more human than when you see the catwalk, it's a dream. You know, it's made for that. The effects are also made for it.
But did you ever feel that you did say fashion's not enough, which I think is an incredibly interesting statement, because you did so much. And when you say fashion's not enough, you found other ways to express yourself. But I wonder if you felt that in the end, when audience experienced those things, that it was enough, you know, that you felt, like the thing about a fashion show, it lasts, what, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then it's gone. And you made these incredible events that were so transient. I wondered how you felt about the transience of fashion. Did you feel you were making things to last? Or did you feel you were making things just for a glorious moment?
No, to last. To last like a perfect image will last forever. Like a classic painting or sculpture. You know, it was that much of work anyway, and that much of effort. That much of giving of myself. You know, I spent my life doing this. And it was work, 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 work. Dedication, total, and passion. You know, I was living on the universe of Mugler, and I was not interested anyway on the world. Just doing my thing. But also looking at the street, yeah. That I always observe human being, always. Very observative person. So, I don't know if that answers your question.
No, you said you did think of it lasting. But, you know, we didn't have fashion exhibitions and things. We didn't have ways to experience the clothes later on, like we have now. We didn't have social media. We didn't have all these things where clothing does last. When somebody bought one of your dresses, it went into their closet, and then, you know, nobody saw it again.
Well, many of my clothes had amazing moments.
Yes, yeah, know? Exactly.
Believe me, the big party of Lamia Khashoggi in Monte Carlo, with thousands of orchids flying down from the sky, and Lamia, who is one of these crinoline made of iron string and tulle, and covered of diamonds like a dragonfly, pink and mauve dragonfly in the wind of Monte Carlo, and orchids falling, not telling you about the old, shiny, high-class stone she had on, the jewel. I mean, yeah. And this woman would get married in my clothes, or had an amazing night moment in their life in my clothes. And in my, with my perfume, too. That's true.
Well, that's a different kind of immortality.
But, you know, the ladies who buy my... Well, most of it, the ladies, they wore my clothes big time. If you speak about special pieces on the runway, they do buy them, and they keep them like a relique, you know, like a, I don't know if it's the right name in English, relic.
No, that's good. A relic is good. A relic is good.
Muna Ayu was also one. Who collected a lot of stuff. Ivana Trump was somebody who was ordering almost every piece in three colors, or sometimes six. And she was wearing them every day. Elizabeth Taylor, she did the world tour of launching White Diamond, I think, the name of the perfume, in Mugler blue and purple suit, matching her eyes, and the list is on and on and on and on.
But you know, I think when you talk of one of the influences was Travis Banton, and his work for Marlene Dietrich, and that's why I
Popea and Cleopatra by Claudette Colbert.
Yes. And I just think those movies are immortal. You know, they last. And you can always go back and look at Marlene Dietrich in those films. And that's my point about, say, your 20th anniversary show, which was so huge and so packed with interesting and strange personalities.
Yes.
But that was just, I'm coming back to this idea, it was just a moment. And I wondered if you ever felt that you were a bit shortchanged in a way, because you do all this work, and millions of people don't get to see it. Well, now they do, because there's these exhibitions. But at the time, it wasn't a frustration for you, was it? That you wanted more people to know about what you were doing, or you were perfectly happy with the way?
But you know, we were touring with these shows. Every year we were touring for many years in Japan. Tokyo, Kobe, Kyoto, Osaka. Then, depend the year, in Latin America, then in Russia, all over. Germany.
Touring.
Touring was the show.
The show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So there was not only one show. And then there were the videos, and they were a channel, or they were showing my shows nonstop, still now.
Yeah.
But it's true that when I did the first big show in Paris, where everything was made for, as you mentioned, it was an artistic gesture. And I knew it was, just for a few moments of total beauty. You know, an incredible vision. You better open your eyes big time and your ears and your sensations, because it's ephemeral. It's, you know?
It's totally ephemeral.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's kind of, I think that seeing a show like the 20th anniversary show, being there, to me, it was a bit like people who remember watching Nijinsky dance or something, you know, that just that experience that was only yours and your memory, because nobody else saw it. You tell people about it. You say, oh my God, I can't believe I was actually backstage with Tippi Hedren. And all these incredible things that don't even...
Or Patty Hearst.
Or Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst.
From Patty Hearst to Kabuki Starshine. Or Verushka.
Verushka. Julie Newmar.
Oh, Julie.
James Brown.
I mean, yes.
You
and Kuka. Cucati original model from Christian Dior.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, the idol at that time.
I just think it feels like you were more of, to me, more of an impresario. You know, you had the sense of show that was you know, bigger than being a designer. You had this, you had a Mugler world, you know.
I'm a director. I've always been. I always have. And I can't help to see the context, the situation, the lights. That's why fashion is not enough. Fashion needs light. Fashion needs movement. Fashion needs a great animal to wear it and the right one. You know, I'm a showman, so it's obvious.
And your photography seems very much like an extension of that. I was always so curious about your photographs because they're so monumental and the people are often so tiny.
True. Yes.
And I always wondered what you were saying about human beings, that you made them look so tiny.
Yeah, even huge, like the campaign for our company for clothes, the model were quite small.
It's quite perverse.
The house agreed because, you know, it was a trademark. Well, it's to place the human being in somewhere in his real place, which means could be incredibly huge and genius, could be as a person, nothing. Okay? So it's to place the human being on a contest, just a little bit more humble. And then also my love for gigantism. But this is an homage to human talent, to build this incredible statue or incredible building. It's an homage of the workers, of the human genius.
I mean, people always called thought of your men and women as superheroes because you dress them like, you know, you dress them like superheroes.
Yes.
But you isolate them and you make them look small. It's quite an interesting little psychological trick there that you're...
Very often it looks like they've been dropped from another planet. That's also the idea.
So, working with somebody like Iman or Jerry Hall, I did like the story that you said Iman was fearless, and you could get her to do. I mean, she understood what you wanted her to do, and so I think of these things almost like setting a test for the people that you work with, and if they meet the challenge, they become one of your people. Is that sort of how you thought of, you wanted people who were prepared to take the kind of risks that you were taking with your work, with your photography, with your location shoots, which sound pretty dangerous a lot of the time?
It's the partnership. I didn't cast anybody just like that because of the physique to do. I'm speaking about the traveling, the carnet voyage, and this amazing, risky adventure with it. They were especially chosen because I know we were speaking the same language, we have the same feeling, and they are perfectionist people. And when they see, I show them the image I want to achieve, they say, "We gotta do it, let's do it." And Iman, for example, you give her a little help and support exaggerating incredible beauty, on this instinctive, beautiful beast she is, giving her more hair, smaller ways, great outfit to fit her, but mostly then you give her freedom. And Iman She doesn't need direction. She invents it. And then you play with it. And then you open the gate for Iman that she jump on the runway. And then, according to what she does, I push the mood, sending her different music, like Sound of Crow or Storm. And then I control the light with the team, the technician team, who freak out, saying, we're gonna shut too dark. She's too long, we are out of time. And I said, no, don't move, send me number three, send me number five, B for the light. And then we go on, and Iman start walking backstep, or sometimes walking in slow motion. And I mean, genius. And that's how it works. And I had other famous talent like that, like Emma Salzberg or Deborah Shaw, or there were so many.
Jerry Hall.
Miss Cleveland, Pat Cleveland, of course. Living Poem. Jerry Hall. They were, and they are in this world, very inspired people who also are super smart.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic Sky Panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Now, you hadn't actually made a dress or designed a dress for a long, long, for 20 years or something. And you made a dress for Kim Kardashian. So I wondered if you recognized in her the same quality that you saw in those other women, that somebody that you could kind of collaborate with in a way. What made you want to make a dress for her?
When I met Kim, it was love at first sight. Really, I knew nothing about her. never watch whatever you call it on TV, the series, the Kardashian family, whatever. I don't look at this. I don't look on TV. I don't look at reality TV. And I just saw there and there at some opening this woman almost naked showing scandalous on big official parties or first fashionable world, but also without not one concession, not one, like she was showing this personage and as she was not there, as she was somebody else. You know what I mean? She never give, say a word, never make a smile, never shake her hand. She just arrived, incredibly scandalous, and with this amazing body who, for me, I was thinking since 20 years, one day soon we will go back to the image of antique beauty, like a original female. You know, with extreme female body, like an antique goddess. And that's the way she is. So I was sometime, little by little, interested that there's something in there. This lady is something, looking for something, because she's played this scandalous sexual aggression, but she don't stick with it at all. So actually, her and K&A asked me to meet me. And he came specially in Miami. I was in Fort Lauderdale. I met him in Miami. The first second I saw her, I fell in love. Because she has an aura of positivism, of health, and she's truly beautiful, really. And so smart and so real. And then when we start speaking, working about work, she was so professional and so smart that I was very, very inspired. And I love the idea of this lady who has no talent, as she said, and make this incredible career. And I realized she has this instinctive sense of business. It's an instinct for her, because she's not an intellectual.
And Cardi B as well, you know, who's become your kind of, when people think about Mugler, they see Cardi B in wearing your extraordinary dresses. How do you feel when you have these women like Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, Cardi B, who are some of the most high-profile women in the world, wanting to wear your clothes, not in the sense of wearing vintage clothing or anything. They're just responding to your aesthetic. Does that not make you feel like you would like to do that again? When you find these women who speak to you,
I work with these ladies is because I love them. You know, I don't make all this effort if I don't like them, you know, I don't love the person and respect and motivate me to work hard.
It must push you too. It must challenge you, which is a good feeling.
It is a big feeling. And sometimes when I have too many ideas for the person, when the question is turning in my head, it's quite uncomfortable. But it's the same for everything, you know, for every idea or scenario or something where you don't have the answer. It turns up there. Then, you know, I go work out. I do my yoga stretching or meditation, mostly physical exercise. Go bike and stuff, or have fun. Go in the city with my nose in the air, and let it come. It only comes when you have fun and when you don't think about it. then the answer comes.
Do you think that you always kind of liked things to be difficult? Do you think that I mean, thinking of Carnet de Voyage, thinking of, I mean, the people you work with, like working with Beyoncé, I would imagine is not easy because she is Beyoncé. And I just wondered if that was something in your life that you liked things to be difficult because it's how you... That's what you responded to. You like tests.
Well, it's not my fault if this statue, really, one of the most beautiful statues in the world, which is La Mukhina in Russia, or used to be USSR, sculpted by a woman who was 40 meters high in iron, is so difficult to get the permit to put your model on top of it because of rules of this and this and this and that. You know, same with clothes. You have to go through technique. The technique is not fun, but you have to. It's interesting, let's say, but you have to dominate the technique and find the right technique. You know, I learned that at the ballet. You do nothing without technique. Same thing with the bodybuilding, the body construction, I prefer say, and research. You need a good base technique, otherwise you go nowhere.
There's that, and you talked about bodybuilding and the sort of, I guess, the discipline and the effort. But I wondered if metamorphosis has always been something that appeals to you because... The Menin Maschinen, the fembot in the box, it's a bit like a chrysalis, isn't it, for a butterfly or something, mm-hmm. You know, when it opens and there's a beautiful human being inside. But it feels to me that that is an idea that has come through your whole career.
It's true that I'm not looking for difficulties. I can't help it. I'm looking for the extreme sophistication and sense of humor and the complete accomplishment. That's why on a certain outfit, I even invent the lashes, you know, or the seam of the hosiery, or because at some point, it's such an honest thing for me, it's a huge effort. But even if I'm dead, everybody's dead, I see some point who could be even more fun, even, it's to charm people, it's to bluff me first, bluff my team, and bluff people, to go into these perfection and these details. And my motivation is nature. You know, when you look close up, although this creature in our planet is so out of the world. I mean, out of words, how genius, beautiful the things are. The material, the way shade, the way it connects, I mean.
And the mystery too, the mystery of nature, I think.
Yeah, it's nonstop, endless.
Why?
Infinity.
Why do things exist? That's what fascinates me about nature. Is it's also the mystery of nature that is so fascinating. Why things exist, and in the show that collection Les Insectes, the insects. I think that's probably my favorite collection sure. Because of
one of mine too.
You actually. Made insects. You actually did their arms, their hands, whatever. You the detail where there's a beautiful black suit, an incredibly tailored black suit that just looks like, you know, just the best black suit ever. But it's also got all this other detail on it, which is making a creature. The woman becomes a creature. Mm-hmm. With the eyes and so on. It's really like you are trying to make a new life form. Maybe you're not an impresario, maybe you're Dr. Frankenstein.
As I said, when you observe closely these insects, the material, the color, some are matte like velour, other ones are shiny, other ones are fluo, other ones luminescent. I mean, and when I can recreate by inventing fabric, finding the right effect, the right gloss, the right this, the right that, using any kind of technique to succeed, it's really a blast for me. And that's why I go into the maximum sophistication, because that's how it goes. I'm sorry. I'm not inventing. I'm just putting it together. Sometimes this kind of beauty next to an insect or next to a leopard made in fur or made in... Not fake fur. Made in.
You never use fur?
Never. Never.
Is that because you had so much respect for nature, do you think, that you never
because
used fur?
Because there are other ways to pay homage. And I don't want to torture animals for that. No way.
You're really ahead of your time. But there's other things. There's your sensitivity to nature that you wouldn't use rare feathers or exotic skins. There's also the fact that you seem to have been way ahead of the game with queer culture, with, you know, you dressed men and women in exactly the same clothes. Yes, that seems to be a very big thing. And this was a long time ago. So you had a sense, there was a sense of experiment, I think. And I guess this is the humanity that you're talking about as well. But I wonder if you feel that being ahead of your time, whether you got the credit, you know, whether you got the right amount of credit for those things, because no one was talking about it at the time. You pushed
things.
You really pushed.
Absolutely, I had credit for it, and many times I was criticized for anything I did. Because, I don't know. I don't know why, but I didn't fit in the next issue or something. Yeah.
Were you sensitive to the criticism, do you think?
Yes, when it was lies, when it was, lies, and when it was cheap, you know, badly written or badly observed. I just feel sorry for them. good critics, even I could learn from critics. Some weak points of the show, they were pointed out. I said, okay, I agree. But when it's written with a witty mind, that's fine. I just don't like the, you know, lack of observation or lack of culture So, let's say that I read that for 5 minutes and then it doesn't change my life at all, and even my next inspiration or my next future.
Do you? You must feel vindicated, though. You must feel that now people recognize that you were doing amazing, radical things. Way ahead, way, you know.
I didn't feel like I was doing radical at that time at all. I just wanted to, I don't know, it just comes so naturally. It was fun, it was right, you know, it was beautiful, you know. I'm sorry, but Cooney Girl was one of the best Parisian walker on stage, amazing. So why not? You know, freedom, okay? That's the thing.
What are you...
Fun, freedom, and beauty.
And?
Beauty.
Beauty. What are you most proud of?
In my life or in my...
Yes, in your life, in your work.
in my life, my body. The most hard work ever. To have met so many extraordinary people, that's a real blessing and that's a real gift from life. And to have helped them, sublime them to be more enjoying, more enjoying themselves, and that's I'm proud to. And also Angel, because Angel was a total revolution, and I really fight from A to Z for it, and it proved that I was right, because it's still on the top five in the world, sale. So, and it touched very closely, is the best closer relation I could have with my Mugler Angel promoter.
And Angel has just moved from Clarins to L'Oreal, yes. So now it has a whole new life. And that makes me, it begins a new chapter. And I wonder if you feel like that about your life in a way as well, that as you get older and things change around you, whether you feel that's a sort of freedom. That I think, you know, that people do say age brings wisdom. And it can be that.
Well.
What's that laugh?
On that side, I'm not getting older because I'm more childish than ever. it seems just the right thing to do. L'Oreal are the right people. They are vision and president. It's an amazing company, the biggest cosmetic group in the world. So we have very exciting project, and I'm very blessed to and happy to work with such a vision of people and respectful and capable, professional, you know?
When you say you're getting more childish,
you get that.
What do you have planned?
To be even more radical, which means more pure, more myself. As you said, people said I'm radical, okay. Oh, I was, but just live in beauty and fight for beauty more than ever, and freedom, because the world needs it. We have to balance it. So, more childish, I'm ready to fight for more than ever for a happiest world and life.
One more question. Is there anything you haven't done that you still wish to do?
Finishing empty my drawers. You know, I was so much rushing in my life. I live in so many cities. I have a warehouse, many places. And I really believe that if you need to have new things happening in your life, you have to empty your drawers. So there's a lot done, but there's still needs to work on it, which means it needs time to do that. Let's say be more real, and don't lose time. That's maybe the wisdom I learned on growing up.
Don't lose time.
Huh?
Don't lose time.
Don't lose time. Go for the essential. Because there's so much possibility in this life. It's so beautiful. Come on. Let's do the right thing.
Thank you very much, Manfred.
Oh, I feel good. Thank you. Thanks to you.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the BOF podcast for our look inside fashion and how it connects to currents in the wider world. If you're not yet a BOF professional member, join today with our 30-day risk-free trial and benefit from exclusive access to agenda-setting analysis you won't find anywhere else. The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark, Kate Vartan, and Kevin Bobby Blanco in the BOF studio team.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/BOF, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BOF to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/BOF.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.